saying everything happens for a reason. Have you ever said that? How many have ever said that? Everything happens for a reason. You won't find that in the Bible, although you will find the phrase that we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, to them that are called according to his purpose. There's a purpose for everything under the sun. Everything happens for a reason. Can you look back on your life when you were a child and think about things that happened when you were just a little toddler, maybe? Everything happens for a reason. How about when you were a teenager? You remember things that you went through, maybe some good, maybe some not so good. Everything happens for a reason. How about when you were a young adult, or maybe a middle adult? What about a senior adult? Everything happens for a reason. And you know what? Life is full of mountaintops and valleys. Where are you at today? Are you on a mountain or are you in a valley? I want to tell you something. When we're in the valley, we like that old song, Learning to Lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. And speaking of mountaintops and valleys, the Lord's given me a message this week to share. I believe it'll be an encouragement and challenge to you. And the title is Love Released in Order to Be Unleashed. I got to thinking about what's going on in the church family, speaking of this board, Love Unleashed. And if you want to make a title, you can have one of two choices. Either you can write Love Released to Be Unleashed, or if you prefer, you might want to use this as a title, Dig a Well. Dig a Well. Say that with me. Dig a well. One more time. Dig a well. Have you heard about the old farmer who had a trusty old mule? Man, he loved that old mule. And one day that old mule just was walking along and tripped and fell into the old farmer's well. Well, the old farmer loved that old mule. And so the old farmer didn't really want to give the old mule up. So he decided to try to extract, get the old mule out of the pit, out of that really well. But to no avail, he couldn't get that mule out of the well. And so finally the farmer decided, well, the only thing I know to do is to bury that old mule in that well. So he had some of his workers to come and bring several truckloads of dirt. And as those workers were shoveling that dirt down into that dark, deep well where the mule had fallen into, he could hear as they were throwing the dirt in some snorting and pawing and carrying on down in the bottom of that well. One shovel load, one dirt load after another, and some awful sounds were going on in the bottom of that old well. And finally, when they got to the very last shovel of dirt, they threw it on that old, that down in that well, and guess what happened? The mule came up out of the well, shook itself off, and walked out of that well. What am I saying? I'm saying this. That mule learned how to overcome. That old mule wasn't going to be buried by the dirt. Rather, rose above it. And I want to tell you something. I believe a lot of God's people are really, really stressed out, tired, weary, spiritually sick, or whatever the case may be. Stressed to the max, I don't know, but I'm really sensing a lot of God's people, the troubles and the trials and the tests and the hardships and the everyday life of keeping up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And so if we're not careful, all of these things can just really affect us spiritually. For that reason, I want to share with you today, dig a well, or love released in order to be unleashed. And what we're going in the message is here, we're going to primarily two parts. Number one is this: how can we dig a well when we're going through a valley? The tools, T-O-O-L-S. God wants to give us some tools today to dig a well when we're going through a valley or a time of hardship. And then, secondly, we're going to talk about, will you dig a well? Listen to me, beloved. There's a lot of people out there that are thirsty. There's a lot of people out there that need a drink of water. And I believe the Lord is going to use the message today to help us all to realize the things we go through are for a purpose. Why? To give a drink of water. Hey, man, I believe I've been through some stuff too. And let me just tell you, God can refresh you. Here's a drink of water. Dig a well. Why? For the purpose of giving somebody a drink of water. Is there anybody here that needs a drink of water? Is there anybody here that knows somebody else that needs a drink of water? You've been through a whole lot of stuff in your life. What's the purpose of it? Is there a purpose for everything that happens? Is there a reason? And I believe the Lord is going to show us today there indeed is a reason. And thank God we can turn what the devil means for evil into good. So I want to invite you as we consider the subject today, dig a well. Love unleashed, love released in order to be unleashed. And we're going to look today in one of the passages I love. It's one of my favorite passages in the Old Testament. Psalm 84. Take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 84. And we're going to consider today, as we look at Psalm 84, love released in order to be unleashed. And I believe the Lord's going to use this in our life to get us focused on the purposes, the reasons you are where you're at today, and the reasons, and may not be able to understand them all, but a response to bring glory to God in spite of your hardships. Psalm chapter 84, turn there please. And here is a wonderful psalm in the Word of God. I really want to primarily zero in. I have preached from this text before, Psalm 84, not this message, because the Lord has been speaking to my heart this week about it. So I'm beginning reading in verse 1 of Psalm 84. In verse 1, if you're there, say amen. All right, if you want to stand, you can. How admirable or lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh, watch this, crieth out. Look at verse 2, crieth out for the living God. Not a dead God, a living God. Hey, how many of you are crying out to God these days? Are you crying out because you're throwing a pity party? Hey, that's our tendency, is a poor me. Look at all this stuff I'm going through. Look what all's happening to me. Instead of crying out to God, I believe God wants us to cry out to him. He does. Look at verse 3. Yea, the sparrow, that's a bird, hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself. Where she may lay her young, even thine altars. I like that. The altars, that's where we ought to be, at the altar. That's what we ought to be when we need release, when we need breakthroughs, at the altar. That's where the burdens are lifted, at the altar. And then notice what else. By the way, when's the last time you've been to the altar? O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Home, sweet home. Blessed are they, happy are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Underlying that, we'll come back to it in a moment. Selah, what do you think about that? Pause, breath, that's a musical note. Verse 5, blessed, happy is a man whose strength is in thee. Underlying that, whose heart are the ways of them. Now, verse 6 is our text today. Note it, please, underline it. Who passing through the valley of Baca, or Baca as some pronounce, make it a well. That's where I get the message. Make it a well. Dig a well. Dig a well. Say it with me. Dig a well. Say it with me. Dig a well. Well, how are you going to dig a well? You got to have some tools to dig a well. God's saying when you pass through a time of hardship, a time of sorrow, no matter when it was, it could have been in the past, it could be right now, dig a well. Make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. Yes, I agree, Lord. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wickedness. And the people of God said, Oh, yes. It's better to be in the house of God with the people of God. Notice verse 11. For the Lord, this is one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament. If you get a birthday card, you'll probably have this sign. And we try to send out birthday cards for everybody during their birthday. I think it's a special time, and the Lord had me to sign usually this particular verse. If you hadn't read it, here it is. For the Lord thy God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Wow, I love that. Verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed, happy is a man that trusts in thee. Let's pray, Father. I love you today because of your love. I thank you, God, for the time together. And we ask you now for your special fresh anointing and your special fresh presence. Oh, God, I know that many are hurting today. I know many that are searching today. I know many that are at ease in Zion today. And, Lord, I know things are pulling on us. I thank you, Father, for the willingness to be here today. But God, we just don't want to be here. We want to hear from you. We want to, Lord, seek your face. We want you to refresh our hearts. We want you, dear God, to have your will and way with us. And so I pray, cleanse us from all sins of omission, commission. Help us to have ears to hear and hearts to obey and will surrendered to your will for our life. And we thank you what you're doing. We thank you what you're up to. We thank you, precious Lord. You're coming again one day. But God, in the meantime, just, Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, just get glory and honor. And we trust you to do it with thanksgiving. I know I'm nothing without you, but thank you. With you, we can do all things. So, Father, manifest your glory right now. We need you like never before. Our nation needs you. Our community needs you. Our churches need you. We need you. Our families need you. Oh, God, please, Lord. Please, Father God, deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Dig a well. Dig a well. Here's where we're going in the message today. I want to share with you, dig a well, dig a well. And here's where we're going. There are five tools that I believe the Lord wants to give you and me in order to dig a well. How many have ever dug a well? Have you ever dug a well? Anybody ever dug a well by hand? Well, digging a well is not an easy task. And we're going to see about these tools. In order to dig a well, we got to have the right tools, right? Absolutely. Five tools that you and I need if we're going to dig a well when we go through a hard time. When you pass through the valley of Baca, that's Psalm 84, verse 6. When you pass through, notice, when you pass through the valley of Baca, dig a well. Make it a well. Well, you say, Pastor, I'm not really going through a hard time right now. Well, still dig a well. Some people out there, they're thirsty. They need God in their life. They need refreshment in their life. And so the five tools that you and I can have are, I did it again this week, I'm sorry, but I wanted you to get what we're going to talk about, all right? So you're taking notes, and I don't want to be so fast that you can't take the notes. Here are the five tools. Number one, when you're going through a valley, use the tool called, you ready? Praise his name. Praise his name. Say it with me. Praise his name. Say it again. Praise his name. One more time. Yeah, praise his name. Where did I get that? I get that from verse 4. Number 2, we'll come to that in a moment. But notice verse 2. Here's the first tool that you need and I need if we're going to dig a well. If we're going to have love unleashed, we got to have love released. Look at verse 4. Notice, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. You see, here's the deal, beloved. When we come to church, it's a time to praise the Lord. Is there anybody here that just came to praise the Lord today? I said, is there anybody here that just said, I've come to praise the Lord? I don't know about you, but I've come to praise the Lord. Hey, is there anybody here today that could say, I'm going to bless the Lord anyway. I'm going to praise God, though I might be disappointed. Is there anybody here today that's disappointed? Things have happened in your life, and you're living with disappointment. But you come today to praise the Lord. You just want God to know that you're not going to let the devil win. Though I may not understand everything I'm going through, and though I might be going through a hard time, and though there might be trouble on every side, I've come today to praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God inhabits the praise of his people, and when we begin to praise him, God begins to do great and mighty things. I don't know about you, but I can tell you this, God's sure been good to me, and I just came to praise the Lord today. I just came to thank God today. And if you have been blessed by God, you ought to praise the Lord. You ought to thank God. Just bless him anyway. Here, look at me for a moment. You can choose to lose, or you can make a choice to rejoice. Are you going to be a loser, or are you going to be a winner? I've come to praise the Lord. I don't care what people think of me. It doesn't matter what people say about me. I tell you, God is a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a sovereign God. He's an immutable God. He's the one that saved me. He's the one that washed me. He's the one that's coming back for me, and I came to say before the house of God today and the people of God, I just came to thank you, Father, because you've been good to me. And if he hadn't been good to you, don't open your mouth. If he hadn't been good to you, don't lift your hand. But let me tell you what Paul said. He said, I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without doubt and without wrath. That's in the Bible. And I want to tell you something, brother. When God has blessed you and God has been good to your sister, you can't help but praise the Lord. You can't help but to say, thank you, Jesus. There's some of you that God has brought you through a whole lot, and you know deep down inside, it's the grace of God that's brought you here, and you just want to thank God. You just want to praise the Lord. You've come to bless the Lord. You didn't come to be showing off your clothes. You didn't come just because it's a habit. You came to say, my God, it's been good to me. My God's been good to me. He's been good. And if you haven't been praising the Lord lately, I double dare you to praise the Lord now. I'm telling you this, God gets actively involved in our life when we begin to praise the Lord. The first tool in order for us to dig a well. Now, don't get ahead of me now. Listen what I'm saying. I'm talking about number one. The first tool is to praise the living God. Just go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and thank him. That's the first tool in order to dig a well. See, some of you are not praising the Lord. Why not? Some people look at you and they say, why are they so mad? They walk around mad all the time. They got this look on their face like they've been weaned on a pickle. Instead of saying, and I'm not saying all the time that we're always looking at walking around a counterfeit artificial thing. But I'm telling you this, if you've been born of the Spirit of God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And no matter what you've been through, there's that deep abiding joy. I'm telling you, this world doesn't need to see an all pruned up Christian. They need to see the power of God and the glory of God on the people of God. And until we learn to praise the Lord, we're not going to give a good testimony to a lost and dying world. And some of us today need to get to the altar because we hadn't been praising the Lord. I know I have to get to the altar. I have to get on my face before God all the time. Why? Because life has a way of just making you bitter. Life has a way of just making you angry. Life has a way of making you callous. Life has a way of making you cynical. Can I get an amen? You know what I'm talking about. Some of you right there. And the reason you're not having a breakthrough, and the reason you're not happy, and the reason God's not using you more is because you hadn't been praising the Lord. And you need to just start praising the Lord. I'm not talking about fanaticalism here. I'm talking about praising God no matter what. And brother, I can tell when we come to the house of God, those who've been praising the Lord versus those who hadn't been praising the Lord. Oh, yes. Will you praise the Lord, number one, for his goodness? Number two, there's a second reason we ought to, and a second tool, when you're passing through a valley, praise his name. But notice number two, the second tool that I believe are essential if we're going to dig a well, if we're going to reach our community. You know what, beloved? Listen to me. Look up here just a moment. Some of you aren't going to sign up for this. You know why? Because you hadn't had the love released in your heart. No wonder you can't release love and unleash love, because you hadn't had the love of God in your heart. I'm not talking about have you been saved. I'm talking about are you walking with God. I'm talking about have you got the vision of God. I'm talking about are you seeing what God's purpose is in your life. You will not want to sign up. You will not want to unleash love in the community if you're not having God's love released in your heart. And so I suggest to you that what we need to do today is get before God and say, Lord, I need your love released in my heart so that I can unleash your love. Listen to me, beloved. You can't unleash something that you don't have. You need the releasing of God's love in your heart. And if you don't, like the psalmist said, you got to dig a well. You got to dig a well. Why? Because, number one, the first tool is that of praise to him. Say it with me. Praise to him. Say it with me. Praise to him. Yes, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Number two, when you're going through a valley, the second tool that the Lord gave me to give you that I find in the text is this, is prayer is the cure for care. You see it? Prayer is the cure for care. I find that in verse 2. Notice, verse 2. There it is right there. And it's also found, look in verse number 8. Look at verse 8. Oh, Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. I want you to look back in verse 6. Here's our text today. Don't let me lose you here. Here is our main spring of what God wants us to do today and what he wants us to see today. And it's in verse 6. Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. Everything happens for a reason. Love released in order for love to be unleashed. Number two, prayer. The cure for care. The cure for care. How many believe in the power of prayer? Let me see your hand. How many have been praying today? Let me see your hand. All right, very good. And I want to tell you, more things are wrought by prayer than the world ever dreamed. Yes, no wonder Jesus said, watch this, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Say it with me. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Say it again. Have you fainted? Given up, thrown in the towel. God, I know about all this prayer stuff, but you know, I see all this stuff that's happening in the world and I can't change it. I was getting ready to come down to here to the our top place right here where we worship the Lord. And I was up there in my study just a few minutes ago. And the Lord seemed to speak to my heart. Said, son, there's a lot of things happening that you can't change. How many know that there's a lot of things that are happening that you can't change? The problem is we're thrown for tailspin because we don't know what to do. We're trying, watch this, we're trying to be in control. Let me camp there for a moment. We want to be in control. And when we don't have control, it throws us in a frenzy. Look up here now. How many are control freaks? Raise your hand. Yeah. Come on, be honest. You're a control freak. I understand. But I want to tell you this. Listen, some things you can't control, but God can. And when are you going to just say, God, I can't control it, but you can? Listen, here's what the Lord seemed to speak my heart about. God, give me peace to accept the things I can't control. And the reason some of us are stressed, and the reason some of us are anxious, and the reason some of us are worried, or we're trying to control stuff we can't control, the sooner, the better that we say, God, I can't control it, but I need your peace, Lord. And today what you need is God's peace that passes understanding. You don't have it, but you need it. You can get it. I said you can get it. I said you can get it. I said if you ask, you can receive. Will you ask God for his peace? You've been troubled long enough. You've been trying to handle this thing long enough. You've been stressed to the max long enough. It's time to get with God and say, God, I need your peace to accept the things I cannot change. And God, I need your presence to change the things and your power to change the things I can and your presence to know the difference. That alone ought to cause this altar to be filled up. Now, we can pretend like we got things under control, but the truth is we don't. Prayer. Oh, Jesus said, pray this way, our Father which art in heaven. And no wonder the disciples said in Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Lord, teach us to pray. No wonder Jesus said, ask and it should be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it should be opened unto you. Yes, ask, seek, knock, present tense verbs. The power of prayer. Wait a minute, I want to stop right now. Hello? How many believe God's answering prayer? I'll tell you how God's answering prayer. We've been praying around here. Excuse me a minute. We've been praying around here. This young lady right here, we've been praying for this young lady right here. You know what happened last week? 11 o'clock after we dismissed. How long you been coming, Gina? A couple of months now. Some have talked with Gina. Some have been praying for Gina. Gina, God did something for you last week, didn't he? You want to tell the church family?
I got saved.
She was saved last Sunday. I'm telling you, God's good. God's good. She's going to be moving here, I think, in about a week, right? On Friday. God's alive. Now, if you don't think he is, and if you don't think he's answering prayer, look right over here. Isn't that wonderful? Somebody ought to say hallelujah. Woo! Glory! Glory, glory! God's answering prayer. I heard about one man, young man, that said, dear God, today so far that I hadn't lost my temper, I hadn't been selfish, Lord, I hadn't been impatient. But God, I got to get out of bed in 5 minutes and go to work, all right? Yeah, that's about the size of it. Prayer, the tool of praise, the tool called prayer, the cure for care. Yes, we ought to believe God, praying in faith. You want to dig a well? I'll tell you how you dig a well. Here's how you dig a well right here. Number three. By the way, I've got it on this other as well. We'll just go to this one. Number three, when you're going through a valley, use the tool called praise, his name. Number two, use the tool called prayer, the cure for care. Number three, and find it with me if you would. When you're going through a valley, use the tool, watch this, the tool called, you probably won't guess this, P and D, Psalm 84, verse 4. Look at Psalm 84, 4. Look at it now. Here it is. Verse 4, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Blessed are they that dwell in the house. They will still be praising thee. And then notice verse number 3. Verse 3. This should be 3 as well. You should add 3 to this. Look back in verse 3. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars. Oh, Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Here's what God showed me as I was studying this passage, waiting upon the Lord. Here's what the Lord showed me. When you're going through a valley, use the tool of not only praise to his name, prayer, the cure of care, but number 3, you ready? Protection and direction. Protection and direction. I wish I had time to tell you about how God has supernaturally protected all of us. Somebody ought to begin to shout right there. I'm telling you why. I wish I had time to go into detail, but oh, I just want to praise the Lord today for his protection. If we could just see, as I look back this week, my life could have been snuffed out like that, and probably your life could have been snuffed out like that. And so when we go through a hard time, when we go through a valley of despair, dig a well. Love released in order for love to be unleashed. Protection and direction. Yes, it's the Lord. The scripture there said there's a bird. There's a bird that God even protects. I noticed the other day in our carport that a bird from the outside, a little bitty old bird, had flown into the carport and built a nest. It's right by the ladder. You know that ladder you gave me, Brother Justin? I use that thing all the time. I appreciate it. Anyway, here's a bird that has a nest right there. It's cold outside. It's been cold. And that little bird wants to come inside in the carport where it's warm and built a little nest of protection and security right there. You know what I did? My study's downstairs in the carport, and I opened my door one day, and I was going in my study, and about that time the little bird flew in my study and landed on one of the bookshelves. And I said, well, what are you doing, little bird? And the little bird flew over to my other bookshelf, and I opened the door. I said, you got to go on outside. The little bird acted like it didn't want to go outside. It wanted to stay there. Why? It was a comfort. It was a place of protection. And I want to tell you something. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Every day God has his angels around us. He shall give his angels charged concerning us to keep us in all of our ways. I'm telling you, if we could open up our spiritual eyes right this moment, we would have seen we've been entertaining angels unaware that we don't even understand sometimes the things we go through, the places we go. And yet God is the great mighty protector. Hey, look, God has been supernaturally protecting us all these years. I know sometimes things happen, but I want to tell you, we ought to dig a well today because of his protection and direction. I could have been shot and killed this week. Came this close to it. God protects us, okay? God protects us. How many know God protects us? Raise your hand. Well, to praise the Lord. Let's stop and praise the Lord right there. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I came to praise the Lord today. I don't know about you, but I came to praise the Lord today. I'm going to thank God because I don't want to take his blessing for granted. God, I have taken your blessings for granted. But, Lord, I look back every day, and it's the breath you give me. My heart's beating. You're causing and creating and holding all things together by your mighty power. I want to dig a well. I want to dig a well. I want love released in my heart that I might unleash the love of God. Number four, how do we dig a well? I'll tell you how we dig a well. Notice, these are tools you got to have. You can have this kind of tool, a hand dug tool. You can have these kind of tools. You can have this kind of tool. There's a lot of ways to dig a well. But I'm giving you, as God's given me, some tools to dig a well. What are they? Number one, when you're passing through a valley, a hard time, the valley of Baca, dig a well. Make it a well. How? Praise to him, number one. Prayer is the cure for care, number two. That's found in verse four. And then number three, protection with direction. Number four. By the way, you ever seen somebody dig a well? Notice the tools. You got to have the right tools to dig a well. And so it is with us. If we're going to dig a well, as Psalm 84:6 says, we got to get the right tools. Well, let's see, God, I'm going through a hard time, but if I begin to praise you, that's the tool that you can dig a well. Yes. Lord, I'm going through a hard time, but prayer, prayer, if I just keep praying and seeking you, God, not just a Hail Mary prayer, but really seeking your face. God, I know your work. Number three, God, thank you for your protection. Number four, you ready for it? Here it is. When you're going through a valley, use the tool called, you ready? Power for the hour. Power for the hour. That's how we dig a well. We recognize it's God's power. Somebody say amen. Hey, you think you could go through what you've gone through by yourself? No. God's sustaining you. God's sustaining you. Look at verse 5. I love this. Look at verse 5. Verse 5 of the text says, blessed is a man whose, what's the next word? Strength. Whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. By the way, is there anybody here that's ever heard of Fanny Crosby? Fanny Crosby wrote over 8,000 of some of the greatest hymns, Nancy, we've ever sung, Kathy, and Vicky, the greatest hymns, Pam, that we've ever sung. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Fanny Crosby, blind. I forgot to tell you, blind at birth. Oh, yeah, I want to tell you, too, she rose above those hardships. She didn't just sit down and whine. Rather, she used that to dig a well. Yeah, she said, I'm not going to let the devil win this thing. I'm going to dig a well, and I want to give somebody a drink of water. Refresh them. You know how old Fanny Crosby was when she wrote those hymns? I looked it up yesterday. 41 years old. 41 years old. What hymns am I talking about? Blessed assurance, Jesus is. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit. This is my story. This is my song. praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Are you doing that? Wait a minute. She wrote another hymn. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer. Hey, wait a minute. Nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. But wait a minute. You know this one. If you didn't know those two, what about this one? To God be the glory. So loved he the world. Yes. Fanny Crosby wrote those hymns. She dug a well. That's right. Love released in order for love to be released. Unleashed. Hey, wait a minute. Power for the hour. How many know that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me? The joy of the Lord is my strength. Don't look at what you can do. Look at what God can do. And he can do anything but fail. I heard about a man who was a muscle-bound man, strong man. He was putting on a feat, F-E-A-T, a show, if you will. And he was demonstrating how strong he was. They got concrete blocks. You know, these great big concrete blocks. They put it on his head. He gave one of his helpers a sledgehammer. He said, watch, this man's going to break this concrete block on my head. The man drew the sledgehammer back as far as he could, and with one stroke, boom, hit that concrete block, and it broke on that weightlifter, that muscle-bound man's head. The crowd went, and everybody looked around. A man noticed there was a briefcase nearby, and he said, I got a question. What's in that briefcase over there? The muscle-bound man that just had the concrete block broke on his head, he said, it's full of aspirin. Advil, Tylenol. Hey, look, power for the hour. Number five, when you're going through a time of valley of the two, called, watch this, promised. God's promises, true and tried. Look at verse number 12. True and tried. This is what will get you through. This is what will give you a way to dig a well and let somebody drink from it. Look at verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is a man that trusteth in thee. Verse 11. The Lord thy God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. I got to ask you a question. Aren't you glad that God keeps his promises? He doesn't break his promises like we do. He promises he'll forgive your sin. You believe that? He promises to forgive your sin. Will he do it? Has he done it? Yes, he's promised, I won't leave you nor forsake you. He's promised that he'll meet our needs, not our wants. Wait a minute. He's promised one day he's coming again. He keeps his promises. He's not a man that he should lie. Dig a well. Dig a well. We're coming home now. We're coming home. We're coming home. We're coming home. How can I dig a well? I'll tell you how I can dig a well. I got to get the right tools to dig a well. Man, I got to get the right tools. What are the tools? Praise him when you're going through a valley. Some of you hadn't been doing that. Today you need a fresh and a new to dig that well of praise. Get that tool out and say, God, I hadn't been really thanking you. I hadn't really been praising you. But from now on, I'm going to thank you. Is there anybody here that says, God, I've been walking around complaining and instead of giving thanks to you, I want to get that tool called praise. Praise his name. I want to get that tool called prayer. I'm going to start breaking up the fountains of the deep. I'm going to start casting my burden on the Lord. Things I can't control. I'm going to say, dear God, give me wisdom and peace to accept the things I can't control. But wait a minute. What about protection for direction? God, I just want to ask for your protection. Is there anybody here that would say, you know, I not only want protection, protection for myself, but I want protection for my family. Amen. I want protection for my children. I want protection for my grandchildren. Some of them aren't making good decisions. Can I get an amen? Some of them maybe not be where they're not where they ought to be. But God, I'm going to believe you. I'm not going to sit back and bite my fingernails. I'm not going to live on Malocs all my life. I'm going to say, bless God. I'm going to put them on the altar. I'm going to lay down my Isaac on the altar. I've been trying to fix them. I've been trying to change them. But now I've come to the place, dear God, that I can't do it. But thank God, our Father, you can change them. I'm going to believe you and trust you. Well, power for the hour. Promises of God. Lord, I haven't been standing on your promises. Anybody here been feeling insecure? Anybody here been feeling fearful? Yeah, a lot of us have, haven't we? We go home and we're living in fear and we're watching the news all the time, all the bad news, and my, it can just instill in us a sense of insecurity. That's right. That's why we need to dig a well right here today. Why? So somebody can drink some water. God, I need some water. Verse 6 again. When you pass through the valley of Baca, dig a well. You know what happens, beloved? When we dig a well, water comes up out of that well. Yeah, that does. That's right. And you know what? When we was in the Philippines, they had one of these old pumps that you had to prime the old well. Deep down in the water, they didn't have running water. So how many remember those days, priming that old pump? Man, you got to prime that old pump. That is, you just keep pumping that lever, and finally some water comes running out. Here's the deal, brother. Look at me. Here's the deal. When you go through a hard time like Margie has here recently with your husband, of how many years, Margie? How long were y'all married? 50-something? Say it again. 60 years. And had the privilege of being with them at their house. And when Brother Vince's dad went, dig a well. How many know what it's like for a husband to pass away? Can I get an amen right over here? How many have had a husband that's passed away? Come on, come on, show me. I want to see. Yeah, you can dig a well. You can say, I don't know what March is going through, but you do, Patsy. You do, Ann. You do, Kathy. You do, Mary. I don't. And that's where you can dig a well. I know it's a tough, I can imagine, Curtis, it's a tough time. But you can say, hey, wait a minute, let me scoop up some water and maybe just give them a drink of water. I'm going through a hard time. I need some refreshment. Hey, look, that's the purpose of us digging a well today, is to give somebody a drink of water. You know somebody today, Brother Walter. Now, Scott Robinson, his son was just killed last early Monday morning, 27 years old, in Jacksonville, Florida, killed a motorcycle wreck, 27 years old. He's hurting. His wife, Brenda, I believe it is, and believe it or not, Deanna Talk, the young man named Kyle that was killed way back yonder years ago. Scott's hurting. Brenda's hurting. They need somebody that can, I can't relate to them. Somebody say amen. I can't relate to them, but they need somebody. Even though you can't, give them a drink of water. Give them a drink of water. Help them out somehow. Love release that it might be unleashed. Dear God, I want to be a blessing. I said, I want to be a blessing. How many want to be a blessing to somebody today? Lord, I didn't come in this world for me, myself, and I. I came in this world to be a servant of the living God. And but yet, Lord, I need to dig a well today. Will you dig a well right now? Will you dig a well right now? Let's change lives. I'm going to dig a well. Yes, love first released and then unleashed. I wonder today, as you and I get ready right now, I wonder what God has put on your heart. And Garrett's coming. We're going to have a time of saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to do? A drink of water, Lord. A drink of water.